We are on Daf Chof Gimel Amid Aleph. Agaburchem, we were made yesterday, the Loshon of Rashi, the Mishnat form, Vinashta form, is Galga Baragli Odom, a Behemah Beinin, it says, Mamokim Shenoflo Tchila. So, the Masimin Mokim is not applicable by Derech Nefila, only by Derech Hanoche. I saw the Yetzir Meforshei Talmud, Amorir on this Rashi, and they say either you have to be Mesakin the Rashi, or Nefila means Aloshin Hinicha. Let us again start from the Gemara Toshma, Kikri Shal Nachta Marei Eilu Shaloi, Shal Balabayis Chayim Lahachiz, Shal Balabayis My Time, Kimin Dis Busimin, the Maidi Yediyah Rifted Inish Inishu. So therefore, you are Meshiv. Veloishna Rishus Arabim, Veloishna Rishus Ayochid, Neito Lamachiz, so the Shaila is, Kikrei shel balabayis, it's a simen ha'osi lidoris, alma simen ha'osi lidoris, have a simen tiufte de rabbe. Oma locho rabbe, so rabbe said a yisoid, hosam einu taime, mishum de'ein mavirin al ho'ichlem. That there they will not be stepped on because there's halocha and hulches kvoid oichlem, that one should not pass by oichlem, one should pick them up. And therefore, when one picks them up, so they, memela, they will not be nidras. And, so therefore, the bailam are not miyayish. So therefore, your machis. So the Gemara asks, v'ika nochim, very good, the deima viren aloichlen is applicable by a yid who has a shulchan aruch, but goyim, are not nizer in this, so the goyim will trample over it. So weiter it's a simen ha'osi lidoris. So the Gemara answers nochi chayshi likshofen. Nochim will not trample over food because they're afraid of kshofen. So memela they also won't trample over it. So weiter it's not a simen ha'osi lidoris. Vahika behema klovim, they'll trample over it. So the Mos says, ba'asred leshriche behema klovim. Let us see Taisvis. Ein mavirin aloichlim, perish, ein erashoi laver mealem ke the perish rashi. One is not permitted to pass by oichlim. Elo tzorich lagbio, one has to lift them up. Aval ein leforesh da ein mavirin haino ein dursin aleim. It means people don't walk over oichlim, kadoma per kador, that we see it's not like that. Doma leram gamlila rabbi eloi tu gluske, pick up the gluske mishum de mavirin, re mashmel shetzorech lagbiyam, the haloche of ein mavirin is mechayev to pick up the gluske. Ba'oid kama hosam, avol b'doyreis achroinim sheprutzais b'kshofim, that the b'nois Yisrael aprutzais b'kshofim, mavirim, v'i ein mavirim, haynu ein dursim, if we'll say ein mavirim means ein dursim, im kein hayde kama nami sheprutzais b'kshofim, haynu dursim, so then mavirim would mean dursim, v'ocha mashme denochim d'chai shel k'shofim ein dursim. About the tzorch loimik and the frish is that mavirim means pass by. So memele ein mavirin aloichlen b'deiris achoinim the prusis b'kshofim. So don't pick it up, leave it there. Ve'ike nochim d'leich b'slohu. So from now let us just see 1 second the loshen agemore. The Gemara asked the Kasha, V'ikan Nochem. Doesn't say, we don't have Taisvus Gilsa, D'lai Ichvis Lohu. ביוסט גירסס ואיקה נוחם. תאיס וסגירס ובאז מוסיסון, ואיקה נוחם, דלוי איכפס לו. פרש, what does that mean, דלוי איכפס לו? פרש, שידרסו הנוחם, קיידם שיובי שם, ישום ישראל ויגבי. He says, the Gemara is asking, that since there are goyim who also walk in the Rishus Arabim, so they'll step over it, they'll trample over it, before a Yid will have a chance to pick it up. So that was the Gemara's kash. And that Gemara is, no, the goyim will not trample over it because they're afraid of kshov. Vim taima v'lifrech v'leinochrim shoklilei. Why did the Gemara have to ask about Risa? If you're talking about goyim already, they see a bulkala, they see a kikra yishal balabayis, they'll take it. Why do you have to ask of Risa? So if Taisus would have had argilsim, so the Chochmas Menoch says, so maybe that's the Gemara's kasha. Who says the Gemara's kasha is there's nochim that will step on it. It could be the Gemara means there's nochim that will take it. And that the Gemara is scared to take it also while it's kshofim. So what's Taisvus kasha? So you see, because Taisvus had a girse, leich bislo means the whole kasha was, they'll trample over it. Dachsamef and Rashi also we see Kaishi l'kshofim sfum shemachmus kshofim hunche l'sham te'lach shel aderus malayim ne'inam idein magvien oisam miyu l'idosi aleihem mishum kshofim. So Rashi, it seems that the Gemara said it's like that the kasha was als l'idosi, the kasha was als l'idosi miyu l'idosi aleihem. So Taisvus asks, why does the Gemara al Kaponim, why didn't the Gemara ask, V'lei nochim shoklelei, there's a bigger shash. V'yishloima, the drisa shriach. Drisa is something that's a dover shriach. Yilav mishim kshofim. Lafisha dosim derech hiluchim, that means a goy is walking, and if there's something in the middle of the Rishus Arabim, he will not go out of his way not to step over it. So that's a kasha. Avol netile lo shriach. A guy, if he sees kikrois shel nachtoim, he won't pick it up. Shireim shebalakika roye. They're afraid that the balakika put it down. She svurim shel das einichi sham. That means somebody put it down and he's standing right near there, just put it down for a few minutes, and he's going to pick it up, and he'll have a holasik with him. So Mamela, so he won't pick it up, he's scared to pick it up, but I'll kapon him, he'll step on it, he won't go out of his way, the balabos will start screaming, so listen, we told you to put it in the middle of the Rishus Arab. So that's why the whole kasha was only, we can nochim the laich peslu, they'll step on it. So Memela, that was the only kash. Avul koshe. So Taisvah says, Tahichi porich, sheneiche sheyidrasu nochim, koidim sheyove shom shum Yisrael, viyifta mehachroze. The Gemara is asking a kashe. We just said like this, ein maviren aloichlam. The Mishnah says that Kikra Yishal Balabai Shechayv Lahachiz. So the Gemara is Takashe, according to Rabbe, Simnose Leidores, I have a Simen, so why Chayv Lahachiz? He's Miyayish. The Gemara says, Eim Aviren Aloich. No, this is not. Steps on Pekert, a person, a Yid sees a Kikra Yishal Nacht, he sees fruit, he picks it up. Okay, there's nothing what to worry about. So the Gemara asks, but good, Aid will pick it up, but a guy is going to step on it. So Taisa says, what's shot in the Gemara's kasha? That means you have a lot of people walking in the street. you have Yidin walking and a guy walking. So what's the Gemara Skash of Shanech Shidrasu and Nochim Kain Shiabi Sham Shum Yisrael Beyifta Meyach Rose? What is the Kasha? Adarab Nechish Leroy Yisrael Sharoy in Akikya Beyag Biyu V'neichesh l'chumre l'chai v'yachroze. What is the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's to say, no, a guy is scared, al t'kshofen. I feel a guy isn't scared, but you have here Rav Yisrael that are walking in the Rishus Arab. These Rav Yisrael will zichen not trample over it. These Rav Yisrael will pick it up and they'll see there's a simon that's going to be machis. So the Gemara is, but a guy will trample on it. So, and if not me, a guy might trample on it. So that's a reason that there shouldn't be a chiyuv achrozah. Who says the guy's going to trample on it first? In Mishnah Salevi, he's Moirer, the Loshon of Toisves. I mean, Be'etzim, the din of Simon Osir Lidoris, Avisimon Olay, Avisimon, the Shaila starts the Bailam, are the Bailam Miyayish, or the Bailam not Miyayish, that is the Shaila. According to Rabbi Simon Osir Lidora, since there's most probably it'll be Nidras, so he's Miyayish. So the Taisha should ask the Kasha, so why is he Miyayish? I mean, Taisha Lachaira should focus on Yush, which Lachaira, the Gemara is focusing on Yush, not Taisha says, Nechish, the neichesh lechumre lechayva yachroze. I mean, Taisus talks about achroze. Taisus should say, what is the Gemara's kasha? The Bailam isn't miyayish. There's Rav Yisrael. So he has hope that, even though he dropped it, he has hope that, Ayib will pick it up and then there won't be nidras. Why does Taisus delve with achroze lechayr the yisrael the shayla is the yish? Now Taisva says, it says Tzibure Mois, Mois Mafazoris, you're not Machis. Aber Tzibure Mois, you're Machis. Afal pi shim yiru oisam anochim koidam vadishok lulu. If a goy will see it, he will take it. So al kochoch, the Bailam is not miyayish, because he hopes that Yid will see it before and he'll pick it up and he'll be machiz. So therefore he's not miyayish. So Taisvis is just proving from another aloche, even though there is a possibility that a goy might take it, but Tziburim Bois is not miyayish because he knows there's a possibility there's Rav Yisrael and the Yid will pick it up and be Machis. He's not Miyayish because of this Miyut possibility. Now here the Achoinim ask a Kashem, Taisus L'chayre Saiser himself Minebe, Taisus before said that a guy won't pick up a Kikre Shabbal Abayis because afraid the Bailam will see him. And here Taisva says when it comes to money, he'll pick it up. So what's, what happened over here? What happened with the pachad of the goy? So there's very two terutzim, the Chochmas Manoyach and the Manoyach Rayim say that Bulkalach could be that someone, had some Bulkalach, he put them down in the street, he put them down a minute. So Mamela, but could be the Bailam is standing there. I mean, we're talking about there's a crowded thoroughfare over here. This guy is walking. It could be next to him, standing the Bailam. He put it down for a minute, so he won't pick it up. And they'll start accusing him. So Mamela, so she's afraid that the Bailam put it down, and he's standing next to him. Shuladas einichesham. Money. A person doesn't put down in the street. That's for sure. He didn't put a chmen if his wallet is too heavy, he won't put it down in the street. That's the last place where he puts his money. So al kochoch, so the Bailam didn't put it down and he's standing next to him. So the Bailam dropped it. So he's going to pick it up. That means only by kikrois. That's what the Mlei Roim says. The Maharamshim says another teretz. He says, by bulkalach, the guy scared to pick it up. He said, by picking up my bulkalach, by the money, he'll say, why did you pick up my money? He said, what do you mean, your money? It's my money. The bulkalach, I mean, it's nicker, I mean, you have a kikrei shel balabayis, the guy didn't bake this. You can tell. He won't say, it's my bulkalach. We just baked this challah. He's scared. When it comes to money, he's going to say, why did you pick up my money? Your money, it's my money. So Mamela, that a guy isn't scared of at all. So Mamela, so that Asal Kaponim, so Abotaisvus proves that there's a case that there's a possibility a guy might take it, and there's no yush. Because there's other possibilities, and perhaps roi possibilities, that'll get into the hand of a yid before a guy might take it. So Taisus has a tremendous problem over here. The Gemara Vahika Nochim, and we're disturbed that Nochim might trample over it. I mean, what's the problem with the guy, this Roy Yisrael? The chances that a guy might trample over it before a yid picks it up are very slim, so he's not miyayish. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Void. Then Tai says a bigger kasha. The boy lemeima, the Gemara wants to say later, there's a machlekes Rav Shimon ben Lozon the Chachamim. If the Gemara wants to say, afilu b'roiv nochem, pligi rabbonon mechayv lehachis. You found something, and there's roiv goyim, and amiyat Yisrael, you also chayv lehachis. Now by roiv goyim, yizicher achshashe, the chances are most probably that a goy will take it. There's roiv nochim. Umistamen is yayish. Vaval pikein the rabbonon hold that yechayim lahachis. Void in by roiv nochim davle lemeima the minochim nofu. By Roiv Nochim, there's another cheshbin. If you see something that fell, you could assume that it fell from a goy. V'nezel basa rube. You should go basa roiv. V'afilu l'shmul da'oma v'ma'asame meile. So Taisa says a gemara later. There's a gemara later that says that if you find something, b'roiv nochim, there's a tzad in the gemara, t'chacham imhol, yimachuyiv, to be machir. Now Taisva says by Roiv Nochim this Tartel Reis. Number one, Lechayre, one should say the Bailam Azichem Yahish, because the chances are Nochi will find it, and Melva Nochi finds it, so that's the end of it. And number two, Al Piya Loche, Lechayre Afilu Apayit finds it, he Lechayre has a Rav that's gonna tell him, Leska Rav Shaila Mamachuyiv to be Machis, the Rav will say, listen, go Basa Roiv. And Roiv, there's Roiv Nochim, somebody can assume that a guy lost it, so you can keep it for yourself. Afilu l'shmul da'oma b'momin ein hulchin acharoi, Afilu l'shmul says ein hulchin acharoi, heiche deleke chazoke moide, but there's no muzik. So yizicha go Basa Roiv, k'damucha pek lo yachbo gabi nipol hanimtza. So Elo, a kolech de efshel le sakin lohoshiv momin le bailam ayidei achroze, le saknino bimkein mai porichach. So memele, Taisvus has a gemara further. The gemara further says, la haloche, that according to the chachomim, you have something that is found, beroiv akum, after picking this party lereyes, I can assume that a guy lost it. And a Philip Ayid lost it, Mestom is miyayish, because he assumes that a guy will find it. After picking the chomim say, yechayim lahaches. So what's an agamor's kasha? Here, agamor was speaking about a miyut lochem, that a miyut lochem might trample it. Oh, so why are yechayim lahaches? הגמרא נכתבה פרץ או כשופים. So Tosfos blives by a kasha. So Tosfos does not understand Agamora's kasha. This din that Tosfos says that, let us explain, forget, Agamora Tosfos has difficulties in understanding the kasha, but Tosfos Lamaisa says, La Loche, that the Chachamim hold that Philo something is lost by Roiv Nochem, Yimachayev lahachis, and Tosfos says the lomdus is efshel aleichet the efshel lesaking lahoshiv momin labayamay deachose mesaknim. Tosfos says amir dekizach. So this lachayre is a kashe. Tosfos has two kashes. I should be seimach and roi. Let me take it for myself. So Tosfos says eichet efshel lesaking aidei achose. So this is a machlokes, what is pshat in Tosfos? Tosfos in Baba Basra says it's a takana de rabbana. That means min ha-teira to be so frum. Min ha-teira, I go basaroib, and I can assume it's a goiz, and I'm allowed to take it for myself. But the rabbana says, listen, I mean, what do you have to lose to be machiz? I mean, you'll be machiz. What happens if a yid lost a taka? So my mailers, they were Mesak, and you should be Machris. It's a takana de Rabbona. Others want to say this a Rashash, and Baba Bas wants to say it's a Daraisa. Kolechi dike levar mevarino. I mean, you say Mechan Roiv. I find something, it has a simen. I'll take it for myself. Why? Because Roiv. Be Machris. See, others want to say it's a Daraisa dike din. You shouldn't be say Mechan Roiv. Since you could be mevara to achrosa. There's a second problem. I mean, Tosfos is the second kasha. Why in Bechuyah to be machas, Mestami was miyayish. That's a problem which Tosfos somehow doesn't address this problem. Tosfos has two kashas. Tosfos doesn't address this problem. So others want to say, maybe Tosfos held that the Rabbonon, they were mesakin, and you mechuyif to be machiz, maybe there's a miyat yidin which weren't miyayish. So memele, you should be machiz for them. Look upon him, Tosfos has a problem to understand. Kashav de gemore v'ikanochim. Zok the gemore, let's go further in the gemore. Leima kitanoi. Now we have here a machlokes Rav and Rove. If a simen ha'osi ledores is a simen, that means, do I assume that the bailam are miyayish or the bailam not miyayish? So the Gemara says leimeke tanoi lachere, it's a machlokes tanoi. We hear in the Mishnah Rav Yehuda Omer. Kordobo sheyesh boi shinui chayiv lahachiz. Keitzat, motza igul ubesoichai cheres, kike ubesoichai mois. So there's a shinui yechayiv lahachiz. Michlal, the tanakam is sova, arei elu shaloi, Rabbi Yehuda ima. Rabbi Yehuda says, and that's him here we're talking about, let's be mavara. We're talking about, let's say, kikr besoichai mois. We're speaking about kikr shel nachtumim, which don't have a simen normally. You have a standard, the nachtumim have a standard tzure for all their breads. But if you found a kikr besoichai mois, Rabbi Yehuda says, yechayv lahachiz, Michlal de Tana, that's Rabbi Yudoyim, Michlal de Tana Kama Sova, Ayelu Shalom. Savruho, so the Gemara held, what is the Machloikis? The Kula Alme Simen Abo Meyelov, Abe Simen, we'll see soon what the Shaila is by Simen Abo Meyelov. But the Gemara held now, everyone holds, Simen Abo Meyelov, Abe Simen. So there's a Simen, Yevakika Besoichai Mois, even though could be the mois fell in, it wasn't put in intentionally. Avapike in simen abomeyelov, avasim. Umavirin al ha'ichlam. And everyone holds that you don't pick up ha'ichlam. You never chuyif to pick up ha'ichlam. So memele is my love is simen ha'osi lidoris kemiflegi. So machlokes is besimen ha'osi lidoris. Mar sova loy havi simen. Umar Sova Havi Simen. That's the Machloikis. The Gemara held the everyone holds Maviran Aloichlan, everyone holds the Simen Bomeel of Havi Simen. The Machloikis is if Simen Haosi Lidores is a Simen Anat, so that's the Kasha Lema Kitanoi. Now, before we go into the Osugi, let us see Rashi. Leimo ketanoi plukte de rabbe verobe. Habo mei eilov. Horoi, what's that? Habo mei eilov. Horoi lovoi mei eilov. Could be it came unintentionally. Kegain cheres poomim shenoifol beigel. Havi simen. Domrinon lishem simen nosnoisham. V'loi nofal me'ilov. V'dovish yesh bei simenu. Afalohi. Pligi rabona. V'omem rei elu shaloi. V'shem nekesova. Ma'viren aloich. L'vav le simenosi lidoris. Rav Yudasova. Have a simen. V'afu bishesosi lidoris. Nami havi simen. So that the moment to say that's the machlike. So now, let us. So Rashi learns Pshat Simin Habo Me'elov, that it's Bo Me'elov, Horoi Lovoi Me'elov. It is possible this it came unintentionally. And Rashi learns Pshat, so if it came unintentionally, so it's not a Simin. Well, a Simin is something that the Bailim puts there Bekavone to show that this is his. If it came unintentionally, it's his. No one is aware of this. The Bailam is also unaware. So the Gemara wanted to say that everyone holds that a simen abo me'elov have a simen. I assume that it was put, even though it could be it came unintentionally, I'm chayish, maybe was put there intentionally. And therefore says that Teira simen. And now the Gemara wanted to say, so the only machlikas could be if a simen osi lidoris have a simen. Now, let us see Taisvis. Ika Bein Beklovim goes on the Gemara before, on Tikrei Shobal Abayis. So the Gemara, yeah. And the Gemara said, Ba'asra de lo shchichi Bein Beklovim. Vim Taima l'roven ame yikshev Ika Bein Beklovim da ochlulu kedom ala'el tikishkotzim remosim da ochli. That means, we're learning our Gemara, so we're learning a simen that can be trampled on. Is the Rebbe Torah simen? Is the Bailam Miyayish? Is the Bailam not Miyayish? So we're speaking about the that when a person relies on a simen that can be trampled. So the Gemara says, "Good Yidden, pick it up." Goyim won't step on it, but there's Behema Klovim. So this is Akasha and Rabbi, so it's Vaita Osilidoris. Vim Taima, so Taisva says, this Kasha is, if you're bringing in Behema Klovim in the picture, so this already is Akasha and Rava also, Vika Behema Klovim Dochlu, Kedam Aladi Kishkotim Amosim Dochli. Rava only said Simon Osili Dores, even though it's Osili Dores, the Bailam still is not Miyayish, he has hopes that it wasn't Nidra. But if this Behema Klov that can eat it up, so Mamela just gave a Shkotzim a Moslem, the Bailam a Miyayish, because he won't have a Kikra anymore. Vishloime Dahochi Mayri Bekikrois Gedoiloi Shi Epsher Shayos. Something very interesting. That it's speaking about a very big Suda Chalev, that they won't eat it, but they might trample over the Simen. סימן הבא מאילוב אבי סימן. פרש רשי דלשם סימן נוסני שם, ולנופל מאילוב. So Rashi seems to say, that means, I see a simen, which could be, it came unintentionally, so it doesn't have a simen. Am I toile that it was put there intentionally? That's the machloikis. Although that, everyone wants to say, everyone knows simen abo me'elop abo simen. Because, Dein derech loseis mois bekikah lesimen. That's a modern maise that a person should put money in a kikah lesimen. Ela yesh loyma, so Taisa says a different shat. The machloike simen abo meilok. The ema yoda shanofel loyshon. That means like this. That what had happened, that there's a cheres and the eagle, there's money in the chale and the lishe. That means this person who was lost the challah, he saw the quarter that fell into the challah, he was in the middle of being lost the challah, the quarter fell in. The shaila is, that zikha fell in unintentionally, there's no shaila about it. The cheres also fell in unintentionally. The shaila is, am I toile, that the person is aware of it, some emela, so he has a simen. Even though it fell in unintentionally. And even though it's not nikami bachutz, but could be that the person is aware of it. Some emela, now there's a simen to this kike, and there's a simen to this eagle. Or maybe, I'll say, since it fell in unintentionally, so it could very well be that the bailam bachlal are unaware of the Baila Mechlal are unaware of that it fell in. Ela Yishloima, the Ema Yoda Shenof Lulay Shom. The one who wrote Simen Abba Me'el of Havisimin, is even though it fell in unintentionally, but could be he knows about it. Oman Di Yoma Aloy Havisimin, given the regilus lovi me'ilo, b'stam me'lo yoda, given she'nika mi'bachutz, it's something, mi'bachutz, you don't see the money, it's only b'fnim and delisha, so me'mele, so, and it wasn't done there intentionally, so I can assume that some of the Baalim Bechlal is unaware of this image. That's the machloikis. So the machloikis is, do I have to clear that this simen, I find a quarter in a kikah, and that zikah, the quarter fell into the kikah unintentionally. Do I have to declare that the bailam are aware of this, so therefore they have a simen? Or can I assume, since it fell in unintentionally, but some of them are unaware of the whole thing? So it's a dover shame by simen. That's the machlokes. Avul simoni behime shehein me'eleim avisimen given shenika bachutz. It means like this Taisva says, the simen abo me'elov is a very misleading losh, and not the word is abo me'elov. Abo me'elov, that means if I have a behime and then the cat scratched its nose and it's bo me'elov, it's mein, or it bumped into a wall, that simen I know about. So the criteria is not bo me'elov. It means bo me'elov that I could very well be unaware of, since mi bachutz, it is not nikya bachlal de simen, that's the machlokes. V'chein dover shein nikya bachutz mein regilis lovei me'elov have a simen. And also a dover that's not nikim abachutz imein regilis lavoi me'elo. So then mistam inatoilu is bo me'elo. So mistam was not get put in. So then that's also a simen. B'klang a shayla simen abo me'elo. I wanted to mention two ha'ores. First I had a ha'ore. The Gemara wants to say that everyone holds Simen Abba Me'elov have a Simen. The Machlekes is, Simen ha'osi lidores. Simen ha'osi lidores. Now, so let's talk about a case. L'chayre, we have a challah, and there's some money inside the challah. There's a shayla, simen ha'osi lidores, yayish. So l'chayre, in the beginning I held it's very modne, that it should be, the simen is osi lidores, and the challah is still kayim. Very modne. I mean, the machlokes, Tanoim, is he miyayish, if, is he soymach on the simen, is he not soymach on the simen? That's machlik simen osili doris, is the bailam soymach, is he miyayish? Now, how do you have such a case that here we're talking about it's not nikir, it's bifnim, he's not miyayish because the thing is going to get ruined, if it's going to get ruined, doesn't have simen osili doris, that's not the machlik. Simen osili doris means he knows it won't get ruined, but he doesn't rely on the simen. So how do you have a hechetimse by something that's bifnim that the simen is going to be nidras and the dover is kayim? I couldn't figure out the case. Then I saw in Shita Mekabetzes, the Shita Mekabetzes says punkvakel. The Shita Mekabetzes says, Bechlal, it's very modern the Gemara. There's a machlokes tanoim. It's a machlokes tanoim that simen osi lidoris, the moment it says, is it a simen? It's not a simen, you don't listen. The only way they could mention this machlokes by Mois Pesach Kika, I mean, speak about simen osi lidoris. Why are you talking about such a... Yeah, they hold simen osi, they hold simen abom elov as a simen. But Al Kaponim, why did they speak about such a modern case? So the Shita Mekabetzes says, Amoyer de Kezach. He says, a simen habo me'elov, according to Tosfos, it's gevaldigut. It came in accidentally. So that means it wasn't put there intentionally. If it's there accidentally, so me'ele, it's going to leave also very easily. That means something that's put there intentionally for a simen, it's made to remain. Something that accidentally went into the kikar, so it's not lodged in the middle of the kikar and it's fakert, it's a simen that's very flimsy, because it was put there unintentionally. So it's zicher osi lidoris, and that's the machlokes tanoim over here. Rav Yehuda says, even though it's so easily osi lidoris, afal pikein, it is a Torah simen. No, fakert. So that's why the machlokes was by a simen osi lidoris. But Al Kaponim, we see from the Shita Mekabetzes, punkt fakert. We're speaking about a case that the simen will easily leave through the risa. It will easily be never from the chayfet because it was put there unintentionally. So that's one nekuda I found in Shita. I had another problem over here. Taisva says, what is the machlokes? The machlokes, avisim, loy avisim. So Taisva says, the machlokes is the one that holds the Ema Yoda. Maybe he didn't know. Maybe he didn't know. Zicha fell by itself, but maybe he's aware of it. The other man, the Omer, holds, maybe he didn't know. Mistam, he didn't know. Mistam, lo yada. Even the regilis love me'elov. Mistam, lo yada. Mistam, he didn't know. So we have amachloikis tanoim. Maybe he did know. Mistam, he doesn't know. That's amachloikis. So l'chayre, I had a psashtikal problem before Taisvis brought down halachim that if a person lost something by roiv akum, and I can assume mistame a guy lost it. From that speaking, Taisvis says, k'leicha devshel l'sakin l'hoshim mom l'baymadechos and m'sakin, listen, mistame a guy lost it, but if you'll be mach, is it, and he'd lost it, it's a takana, the rabbon, and the raisa. What do you lose by being machris? What do you lose by being machris? You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. So l'chayre here, all of a sudden we have a machloikis that didn't he know? I mean, this is an abstract shayla. Could be he didn't know. I mean, this is an abstract shayla. So why shouldn't you be machris? There when there's a shayla. Did a goy drop it? Did a yid drop it? There we had a tzibur that there were 95 goyim and 5 yidin. And you found something. So let me say, mach is it? I'm a stomach goy lo. What do you have to lose? Maybe a yid lost it. And you could be mistaken to a chose. And over here, when we're talking about that a simon abomeyelo, so we're talking about, did he know about it? Didn't he know about it? So be the same chumak. Be machis. I mean, why over here we're not from? There we are from. I thought perhaps the chilek is, there there's a miyut isekamon, and here there's no miyut isekamon. That means as follows. Over there I have an area that there's 100 people in this area, 95 goyim and 5 yidin. And I find something, someone, and from these 100 people lost. There's 5 Yidin over here, there's a possibility, maybe they lost. Fine, aloha al say, go basore. Fine, so they said, don't be, midu debrem al din teribod about a chuban abayis. Don't be so frum, so halachidik. Call out that. What do you have to lose? Maybe a yid lost it. By calling out, you can be magzer and avede to the yid. Over here, we don't hear, it's not the same that we have 5 people who are very alert and when something falls in, they're aware, and then 95 people are not alert and then it falls in accidentally, you know, chapter. That's not the story over here. We're talking about each case is an abstract shaila. I see something fell in, a quarter fell into this kika. That's for sure, a quarter fell into this kika. Was the Bailam aware or wasn't he aware? So each case is an abstract shaila. I don't have a miyut that's lefoneinu, the zikha yid that's aware. I have to declare on each kika, the Bailam of this kika, were they aware or not? And that I have, well, if I hold right, people are unaware. I can assume it was unaware. So here you don't have this frumkeit. Again, I would like to mention, I mentioned it on the Mishnah, but since here we're talking, we're learning now the sugya, so I'd like to mention again the ha'ore. We're talking about kikir v'soichay mois. So we're talking about a kikir shel nachtim, a kikir shel nachtim, talking about the bread from a baker, and so the etzem kikir, there's no simen, but the mois is a simen, the shayla is a simen abo me'elov, that's the shayla, is he aware, is he not aware? So, and the Mishnah, the Rishash was Moire Kikre Shal Nachtim. I mean, each baker has, you know which Nachtim it came from. Each baker, it seems, the Bizman Chazal had his own forms how to make his challahs and those. So why Kikre Shal Nachtim is not a simon? He brings up Sarash and the Might, the Meshunet Fushal Nachtim Ze Mizulosoi. So, I mean, there's a label that says, Klo, which bakery it came from. I mean, what's so? Lefi and the Yazdaita Nirale Poshit, the Nachtim Kivin Sha'oise Limker Leloikrim Harbe, and Kain Sula Yadinim Ima Nachtim Ima Lekeach, Mezul Lekeach Nofloi. So he says, each baker has, I know which bakery it came from, but that won't help me anything. It came from the bakery. I don't know if the baker lost it, if a customer lost it, which customer lost it. So what do I know that it came from this baker who, who sells 1,000 leukrim. Fine. Beautiful. But now, so I didn't understand this kikir besoichai mois we have now. This is a kikir not shal balabais. We're talking about that in the bakery that some money fell in. And now the shaila is b'shas they were lost the chalas. Was he aware? Wasn't he aware? Fine, that's good. About shem shemayim. So in this bakery they made 1,000 chalas, and one of the chalas, one of the people who lost the chalas, he was aware, he wasn't aware, finished. But what does that help me? What kind of simon is that? If I would know that the person who was lost this chala lost it, memela. But I have a different shayla over here. I have a shayla. It could be the loikrim lost it. The loikrim zikra on the word. Taisa says it's a nikim ibachut. So that was the horror I asked. So how does it work over here? If you say that's part of the problem, that I don't know that, I don't know if it fell from the loikrim or from the, I don't know which lekech it fell from, so I don't understand exactly how the mois besoich hakikah will help. Anyway, the Gemara wanted to say, let's get back to the sugi. The Gemara wanted to say that the machloikis, the Tanakamim, of Yehuda is, Omar, Rav Svit Mishmei Darovet, he's Al-Kedaitzach to Kosovet Tanakamim, Simon also leads to have a simon. I'm aviren aloichem. Is kikrei shabal abayis b'shusarav mamay machis. So why you machis kikrei shabal abayis b'shusarav? I mean, Elo amar asvid b'shmei darav b'tikulah amasov. Simon also leads to have a simon. Aviren aloichem. Ochem b'simon abo me'elov k'mitvugi. Tana kama sova simen abo me eilo loy habi simen kibidu sova habi simen sima me lebat the machlekes v'rava omolok so rova l'shito say that rova holds that simen hosu libreis is a simen so he says fakel that simen hosu libreis but the shayla is Bome Elof is a terrorism. The Rabba Malof, the Kulam, the Simonosoli Doris, they have this. The Aim Aviran Allah Iklan, some Mele, so here you have your sim, because people will pick it up. Och, the Simon Abome Elof commit with you. And the Kama Sova Abbasim, and Rabbi the Sova Abbasim. Some Mele, Sai Rabbe, and Sai Rove say the Machloikis can be if Simonosoli Doris. Have a simon on that because you have a problem kikre shabalabayis or kochach, one of the two. Either it is a simon or a mavira naloich. Ikid amri, others say, sabruam, the kul alma simon obome yale of havisim. Visimon osili dores loy havisim. What is the machloikis? My love, a mavira naloichum commit with me. This halachic goofin. If one is permitted to pass by Euchlim, the Mars of a Mavirin, or Mars of a Mavirin, that's a Machloikis. And if it's Mavirin, so then it's a Simenosili Doris. Omar Avid Mishmei Derovis, Al-Kedaitach Shovotanakame, Simen Ho-Osili Doris, Loihavi Simen, or Mavirin Al-Euchlim, Kikrei Shabalabais, Pishus Ha-Avna Maimachis, so why he machet? Elo Omar Rav Zvid Mishmei Derovet. The kul alma sovri. Everyone holds Simenosi Lidoris. Abbas. Rav Lishitosa. Umavirin Aloichlem. Oche b'simen abo me'elov k'mitlagi. The Tana Kama Sova Simen abo me'elov l'habe simen. Rav Yudha Sova Havi simen. Rabba Omar Loch, the kul alma simenosi lidoreis, loy havi simen, ba'ein mavirin aloichlun, and that's why here it's not osi lidoreis, ba'oche b'simen abo me'elov kamif lagi, and the kama sova simen abo me'elov loy havi simen, abu yudhisova havi simen. ודעתי רעשי. רעשי, רב יהודה סובר, הביסנימן ואף פי שזו עושה, זה דורס נמי בסימן, אבל בירן הלויכם בפלוחי, קיקרוי של בעל הבייס, חייב להחז, סימן עושה לי דורס, אבא סימן, ויגולי נתיים את הסימן באלו, ולאף סימן, רב יהודה סובר, אבא סימן. ורב אומר לו, אוכי אין נתיים את רב יהודה, משום דם בירן הלויכם, אבוון, ותען כמה הוכי נמי ישלה, אם הבירים, ומשם הוכי, קיקרי של בעל הבית, חייב להחז. אתה מהיו באיגו, וצמח לויקס באיגו, משם נשים לבוא מאלו, ובידו סובה, הביסם. איקי דמרי סברו, everyone holds, סמן עושו דוריס, לא יאבסם. חיית מרלי מקטנוי, הם מבירה נלויכל מתמל. פיין. So, על כפונם, דגמור הפירסויס, ביסמח לויקס, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim, the Yisoid of Machloikis is if Simen Abba Meilav have a Simen, or Loi have a Simen, but in Osili Doris, there's no Machloikis whatsoever, either everyone holds Osili Doris have a Simen, or everyone holds Osili Doris Loi have a Simen, Beim Abir and Aloich. Oma Rav Zvid Mishmei Derovet. Klole d'aveidoso, when is it called an aveide, even the Omar, vaylo lechasorin kis, I heard. That means in a case where I cannot assume that he was miyayish, so then you have to hear from him, he said, vaylo lechasorin kis, miyayish lo mina. V'omar, that's one thing. V'omar avzvid mishmei derove hilchis. Krichois Bershus Arabim Arei Eilu Shomoy. Bershus Ayochit Idach Nefile Arei Eilu Shomoy. Idach Hanochel Noita Lomachis. Vizeh Vizeh Bedobo She'ein Boisim. And this is Rover Letaimei that the Mishnah is speaking about Ein Boisim. Avo Bedobo She'yesh Boisim Loishna Bershus Arabim Loishna b'shusa yachid, bein derech nefile, u bein derech hanoche chayiv lahachis. Zogt Rashi, Hilchese, kriches b'shusa rabim, kidemuki lo, shein boisim, this is rova letaimei, that the Mishnah is speaking about that there's no simen. B'shusa yachid derech nefile, Ayelu Shaloi. The lekel of meyma mokim have a simen. Dola yoda eichenofo minei. Yiderech inuach. Noita lamachis mokim. Dola yenichem shom. If it's derech inuach, so she take it. And she shouldn't leave it there. Shema yimtzei makum v'yitleim. V'shema shokrum abaylim. So he won't come back from it. So there's a simen. So memel ye mach rashul shitosa, she's mach is mokim. Avo bedovo, sheyesh boi simen, rovo le tamei, omar simen osi lidorit avi simen, so therefore if kriches would have a simen, bershus arabim, it also be chayim lahach. Zog te gemore weiter. Umach roizois shel dogim. It says in the Mishnah, you have strings of fish, that are tied together, so you're allowed to keep it. Like the Gemara, amai lehevi kesher simen. The Gemara understood every fisherman has his own unique way of making a knot, so let the kesher be a simen. So the Gemara answers, v'kitre detzaide. The kula alma hochi mekatre. No, we're speaking about that all the fishermen have a standard oifen how to make a knot, so mamela, so that is not a simen. Will a heavy minion simen, let the minion be a simen. How many fish there were? You have a string of fish, so let's count the fish. Mor says, Biminyone de Shabbat. Speaking about also, that there's a standard amount of these were sold, strings of fish were sold, and there was a standard amount that was sold. So Mamela, so you don't have not, the cash is not a simen, and not the minion is a simen. What does Rashi say? Biminyone de Shabbat, Kvar Nogu Hatzayodin, Lachis Kiminyan Hazeh Bechuz Echot, when the fishermen, they sell these strings of fish, there's a standard amount of fish in each string, and there's a male, you don't have a simen, not by the kesher and not by the minyan. Machroizai shel dogim arei elu shaloi. Vuhu adin zaktoisvis machroizai shel boso kidoma betesef. If you'll have pieces of meat strung together, so it's also not a simen. Seems they used to sell meat also, strings of pieces of meat. It's also not a simen. Vimtaima, for Omar, pepere gida noshe, al tehi shayte, boso bachuzim have a simen. There it's speaking about boso shinis alaminayayim. The shaila was, can I rely on that it wasn't the schalif, that it's the same boso. Smol says, yeah, that was a piece of meat. The mele can be chayish, but this is a whole string of pieces of meat, so the mele don't have to be chayish. I don't have to say that it was taken in boso bachuzim have a simen. So you see clear that boso bachuzim is a simen. And here Agamo says it's not a simen. Ishloime gabi boso shenis alam in ha'ayin ikilu tvei. The ein aloche kerab, mi de porch verab, eich ochu bisle, mashma danan, shapir ochlin. He says, Rav was machma, if a person was malim ayin from the boso, you have to be chayish, maybe it was nishal. That was Rav. We don't paskin like Rav. What does Tosfos mean? So the Maram says, Pshat, Agavuche, the Gemara in Chulin is going according to Rav. Rav said, Loit, Alta, Hishoita, Bosa, Bechuzim, Habesim. It's going according to Rav, and Rav holds Bosa, Shemis, Alam, and Ayin is also. So Tosfos means to say, we see this whole Indian of Bosa, Shemis, Alam, and Ayin is a Chumrabal. Because Allah, we don't paskin like Rav. So Philu Rav, who was Machmel, but on this Chumre, it's Maspek Asim in Koldu. So Bosa Bacharoizim, Legabi, this Chumre is sufficient. Mashenkin, to be Meshev and Aveda, then you need a better Simen. Look to Gemara weiter. Boy, me name Rav Sheshes, Minyan have a Simen, Eloi have a Simen. Is Minyan a Simen? There's no standard Minyan. Amalu Rav Sheshes to Nisu, Mota the Goynes Gers, Mota Kesef, Nechoshes, Kistroin Shaleva, Bechol Matres, the person found pieces of different types of metal, Areza, Lo Yachse, Achiyitain, Ois, Oyachiyahavin, Mishkaloisa. That he says the weight of these pieces of metal. So that is a simen. Mi de mishkal have a simen, mi de minyan nami have a simen. So if I see by knowing the weight of an object that is called a simen, I'm not chayish like he took a guess, and I say if he hit it on the head, so I say to someone that's a simen. So this is also a simen. The minyan is also a simen. Zot Rashi, Shehavim Mishkoloisov, Sheyoima Mishkoloi, Viyehavim Erebet. Zot Taisvis, Mi de Mishkol Avesimin, Mi de Midyanami Avesimin. Mashme, de Mide Adife. That means that Mide is better than Mishkol. Mishkol is a simin. Vim Taima Vamrinin, Ni Nosein, Loima Adet, they have later. If you have a beged, and you have two people giving some money, One is giving a simin on the weight, and one is giving a simin on the measurement. So the Gemara says, "Yinasin la'ima mishkaloisa v'loy la'ima midas olke v'rochboy." Mashma the mishkal abi simin tvei. Mishkal is a better simin. And here we say that a kelp, it seems midas is a better simin. Shlomit hanimila bebeged. And the chlishke also about the mishkal other. By a beged, the mishkal of a beged is better. But by other things, it's not, seems by other things, meat is a better simon than mishkal. Bachatichais shel boso, says chatichais shel boso, it's a, you'll have to keep. Amai lehave mishkala simon, let the weight be a simon. Bemishkala de shoven. Speaking about the standard weights, you buy a pound of meat, a half a pound of meat, it's not, nothing, it's standard, so there's no simon. But the heavy chaticha gufa simon. So the Gemara asks, but let the etzim cut from where it came from, that should be a simon. The dafke, the atma, it came from the yerech, it came from the tzavo. So let that be a simon. Milo isanye motza chaticha is dagim v'dagnoshe chayiv lahachil. A person found chaticha is dagim, and the Gemara understood chaticha is dagim means he says where the piece came from, close to the head, close to the tail. Mishnah Salevi, yes, it's very modern. Tosfos holds. Every behemoth has a piece of meat that's close to the neck or close to the yerech. I mean, so that's called, I'm saying, what I lost. Taisa said a taina and Rashi, to say what you lost, that alone is not a simen. Here the Gemara have a mina that if I say it's a piece close to the neck, that's called a simen. Blessed by Kashi. Chavi shal yayim v'shal shem v'shal tvu v'shal gregi shal zeis me'eru shalot. But al kaponim, it says, chaticha is dogim is a simen. Chayv lahachit. So the Gemara says, och maizkinim bedikis simna bebisko. That what it says, chaticha is dogim is a simen, is not which part of the fish it is. That's no simen whatsoever. The oikna was cut in an unusual way. So that is a simen. Ki hoda rabbe barabunem. Machtechlei atlosa kamese. When Rabbi used to send a piece of meat with a goy, so he cut it in a triangular oven that there should be a simen. But this was a simen. So there's simonim on how it was cut, not what the cut was. Shma mino, samamela, they cannot be diktoni dumye the dag noshuch shmamino. Dag noshuch means you have a dag, and that's what it was bitten in. So the simen is the neshiche. So here the chatiche is, the simen is how it was cut. Zot Rashi. Chatiche gufe simen. Yoima ma'eva pleini oi, oi de daf ke tzavo shamati. Shim Rab Yitzrok, Rab Nachem shamati de daf ke flanken, bokin she doifek shu yogeya. Chetiches dakai blahachis, kosalka baita kshem bem simen, chetiche gufa simen, oi meitzel oroi shemin azono, bedag noshuk zeo shimen shaloi. Well, it says, "Och ma'iskin and the tenich tiches got chayv lachis b'dikas simen lebepiska." How it was cut? Shlai nechtecho kederech achoytchi. Kol the rabbi kshayshaleich boso liyishte biyad nochi, machatoch lo atlas karnese oisach atiche baskim ol kronis kaze dum yedidag noshech v'yesh bo simen.